So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Dan. I hope you're well today. So, I know it's not Friday today, but welcome to the Mindset and Hustle Show, which is tomorrow. We'll probably do another one anyway tomorrow. But just something playing on my mind, and I wanted to share it and just get it out there, really. And it was, I follow a chap called Dom Jolly, as you may remember from Trigger Happy TV. He's very funny. He dresses up as like a park ranger with a sheriff badge on right now. And he's like a COVID inspector. He's very, very funny. I keep going on about the Beckhams being COVID unaware, shall we say. Very funny. Anyway, he was talking about how he's just been in Facebook jail for some of the comments that he's made. And also then other people have come in about some of their comments that they've made as well. And then this then ties into some of my own experiences where I've seen things on Facebook that even as a grown man, I don't really want to see. So one of them was an elephant with half its face missing, which is beyond gross. And it was posted on Facebook. And when I reported that, this is going back a couple of years now, but when I reported that, I got the email or the message back, this does not violate our community standards. And I think this is a continuous issue that Facebook and other social media platforms are available, but Facebook in particular seem to purposefully ignore and even rejoice at ignoring people's experiences on Facebook. And is this Zuckerberg? Like, you know, it comes from the top down and it has to be Zuckerberg at some point. But what we end up finding is that Facebook standards, and I use standards as a very loose term there, ends up being our society's standards. And it's something that I don't think is appropriate and it has to be called out. And I don't know how you call it out. I honestly don't know how you call it out because, let's face it, Facebook's not going anywhere anytime soon, not with the level of income that they actually have. I mean, we spend thousands every single month on Facebook ads for our clients, thousands of pounds. And if we have an issue, there's nobody there to help you. They couldn't care less. Even if it costs them a couple of grand, there's nobody there even on the phone to even help. So that, you know, if they don't worry about the loss of income, they certainly don't worry about, well, I'll go to LinkedIn then. Like Facebook, like, and we got 3 billion people or however many it is on our platform with, okay, you just won that. And so I think this is an issue, and I don't know how we even think about resolving this issue. Hannah's just come to say hello. I don't know how we come to even think about resolving this issue. But, for example, someone reported this for hate speech, and Facebook got back to me saying it doesn't violate their standards, and it was about a religion. I won't say which one. And I won't also comment on what it said, but it was a derogatory term about a religion. And I'm not religious, but look, if you want to follow religion, great. As long as it's not doing anybody any harm, I've got no issue with that. Do what the heck you like. It's fine. Believe whatever you like. I'm totally fine with that. It might be something I disagree with fundamentally, but that's all right. This is not about religion. You have a freedom of speech to say whatever you want, but not if that affects somebody else. Okay. But this is somebody who posted something about religion, a particular religion, and he reported it under Facebook, and Facebook came back and said it doesn't violate their standards. And it was quite nasty what this thing was saying about religion. But then, as the person said, a photograph of a woman breastfeeding, instant ban. And it's like, guys, it's 2021. Facebook is going to have to step up on their standards. It frustrates me, and I'm sure it must frustrate everybody else, that some people get away with all sorts of different things being posted on Facebook. And if you complain about it, oh, it doesn't violate community standards. I've seen a guy having his head shot on Facebook. So I've seen somebody killed on Facebook, okay? And you report that, this does not go against our community standards. It is literally a man being shot, being killed, and that doesn't violate community standards. Now think about this. What's the age of consent for Facebook? 14. Not the age of consent, but the age that you're allowed to go on Facebook is 14. Now, if I'm a grown man and I don't want to see this stuff, there's kids, you know, my daughter's 15, and people go, well, you shouldn't be on Facebook then. What? Facebook is it's a community. It's like walking down the street and getting punched in the face and going, well, that's not on. Well, you should walk down the street then. We all live in this community, and it bothers me that Facebook does this. And it also bothers me, by the way, that I spend far too much time on Facebook doing the endless scrolling. I'm just like you. In fact, you know, we know for a fact that before you go to bed, between 10 and 11, you're in bed and you're scrolling through Facebook. We use that to post, right? We recognize that. Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I'm to blame because we post at those times as well, although we post on other platforms too. But we run a social media company. How can we run a social media company and not use Facebook? You just can't do it. It's like trying to be the best sprinter in the world and refusing to go to the Olympics. It's where everybody is. It's where the attention goes. But I don't know how we solve this problem. Put your comments in the comment box if you've got any, by the way. But I don't know how we solve this problem. Do we use Facebook less? Do we not advertise on Facebook? I mean, really? All we're doing there is spiting ourselves in the for the reasons of self-actualization. And it affects our income. It affects my family's income. What do we do as a species, as a community of like-minded people? And bear in mind, of course, I'm live on Facebook. This is live on Facebook right now and a couple of other places. So I get it. I'm a hypocrite. I'm as bad as one of those people who complains about Google not paying any tax and then goes and Googles something, or complains about Amazon and then buys something off Amazon, or complains about Starbucks and gets themselves a nice latte from Starbucks. I'm no better than those other people. But then if you're watching this on Facebook and you agree with all of this, then you're no better too. So like, what do we do? Do we just not use Facebook? Like, I'm all for freedom, and I'm also for commercial freedom as well. I hated Zuckerberg in front of the US Senate's senators, who didn't have a bloody clue about how the internet worked or Google or Apple devices, and their ignorance shown quite clearly. I'm really against Zuckerberg being hauled in front of those people. However, the standards that Facebook have is not my standards, and I'm pretty sure it's not your standards either. I'm on a right roll today. It is absolutely not my standard. I don't want to see people being shot. I don't want to see people being hurt. I don't want to see people being subject to hate, be it gender, sexuality, religion, whatever it happens to be. I like Star Trek. I don't want people abusing me because I like Star Trek. Not that that happens as much as it used to. But I don't know how we solve this problem. And so I don't know what the answer is. It's not often I don't have something constructive to say about how we solve this problem. I don't know what the answer is. I just wanted to bring awareness to the fact that my standards are not the same as Facebook standards. And I'm pretty sure your standards aren't the same as that. And yet with social media, for some reason, we get pulled downwards into this lowest common denominator, where people say things, and I've had this, by the way, where people have said things under a false name, and they would never dream of either saying it to your face or saying it using their real name. But because it's a fake profile, they can get away and say literally whatever they want about you, about your kids, about your family, and it's just not on. If you've got the balls to say it, you should have the balls to say it, you know, without being hidden behind an alter ego as such. Anyway, nobody's commenting, so I don't know if this resonates with other people or not, quite frankly. I'm pretty sure it does at some point. There's not many people on right now. But I'd like to know what you think. Like, are Facebook standards your standards? Are you happy to see people bullying other people? And you know, like, what about breastfeeding? Is that acceptable on Facebook? I think it is. I don't see a problem with it. It's part of nature's natural whatever. I just don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. It's one of those few times where I'm really kind of lost for words with it. And no one's commenting, so what can I do? Anyway, let me know what you think. If you happen to be watching this on one of the replays, or you're listening to the podcast, and welcome, let me know what you think in the comments. I still pick those comments up, by the way, and we can have a little chat about it, about what you guys think as well. I wanted to share that. This is the Mindset and Hustle Show. We don't always talk about positive stuff. Sometimes we've got to cover some of the negative stuff. It's like sweeping it under the carpet and pretending this stuff doesn't exist when clearly it exists in the society that we're in. And also, by the way, you know, I was just having a chat with Joe, who's one of my business partners at Invest Leeds. And obviously we're in Spain here. Joe's in Leeds and nothing's open. You can't go anywhere. So your community right now is not the coffee shop because it's shut. It's not the supermarkets or the restaurant or a club or a bar or a pub because they're shut. Our community right now is Twitter, for crying out loud, one of the most vile, hate-filled arenas on the planet. Or it's Facebook, who thinks it's okay to see someone having their head blown off and that doesn't go against community standards. That is our community right now because of lockdown. And it bothers me. And as you know, like I say, I don't know where we take it from here. Anyway, hopefully we'll be on to a happier subject tomorrow. Let me know what you think in the comments and we'll speak to you tomorrow. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.